Ronicky Doone's Reward by Max Brand. Chapter 1. Enter Blondie. The rider shut down the street, swung out of one stirrup and rested all this weight on the other. Then, when his pony flung back on braced legs, still traveling with great speed, he leaped down and ran up the steps to the hotel. His eyes were shining. He whipped off his hat and beat the dust from the crown against his leg, a great cloud of it rolling lazily down the wind. "Boys," he cried, "what do you think's up? Old Steve Bennett's new man has come to town." This announcement was greeted with such a roar of cheers that even Ronicky Doone turned his head. He was seated at the far end of the veranda, stretched low in his chair and so posed that the keen hot sunshine fell upon all of him, saving one shoulder and his head, above which his arms were thrown for greater ease. He was taking a sunbath, which might have set a lizard boiling, but Ronicky Doone enjoyed every instant of it. As he turned, he literally flashed with color, turning from sunlight into shadow. For Ronicky was one of those dandies of the mountain desert who adopted the gaudiness of the Spanish Indian habits. No band but one of carved gold could surround his sombrero. No ready-made boot could surround his ankles and slope with glove-fitted smoothness about his feet. The red of his bandana was glowing scarlet and of the purest silk. Silk also was his shirt, though of a heavier and coarser make. What vain and almost womanly vanity had made him have such gloves worked to order? The leather was as thin as a fine tissue, it seemed, and clothed his hands so that it hardly impeded the movement of the fingers in flexing.